Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1910. What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs, always with permission from the sites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is Part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1909. But if you're all caught up, I'm sure you're excited to hear part two of the post. So let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Running. I am not the biggest fan of running. However, I know for many people that are just trying to get in shape that straight cardio is almost always the first step they take. They start walking or jogging, and after a week of success, they're feeling great. However, there's always some event that comes along and quickly derails that optimism. Bad weather is usually the biggest culprit, followed by, I don't have enough time to run as far as I would like, so I'll just not do it. And other reasons like work was too tiring and meh. Once that one day is missed, it makes skipping the second day much easier. And before you know it, a whole month has gone by and you just can't get back into it. Here's the scenario. The weather is crappy, but you're scheduled for a 5K run outside this morning. If you've been part of Snowpocalypse in the US lately, then you know what it's like to be stranded inside with no chance of going for a run. Dang. Oh well, better wait until the snow melts, right? After all, it's just a few months until spring anyways. Well, WWMD. What would MacGyver do? Well, MacGyver would fashion snowshoes out of tree bark, Twizzlers, shoestrings, and empty soda cans. But he's pretty hardcore. Fortunately, you don't need to be as hardcore as him. You just need to recognize that skipping your run is the first step down a slippery slope. So, here are your options. Do you work in an office building? How many flights of stairs are in it? Why not bring your running gear to work and spend 15 minutes running steps before heading home? Can't get out of your house? How about jumping rope? Trust me when I say 10 minutes will be more than enough to wear you out completely. Can't jump rope or run stairs? Why not do a strength building workout? You can do it in the comfort of your own home and be done with it in under 30 minutes. Don't even have that much time? That's okay. The important thing to remember here is do something. Anything. If you're one of those people who needs to exercise every day or you quickly fall off the wagon, then you need to do everything in your power to get some sort of workout in even when all hope seems lost. Eating on the road. You're a smart guy or girl or robot, and you understand that your diet is 80% of your success or failure when it comes to getting in shape. Whenever you're at home, you eat like a saint. You've gotten the junk food and soda out of your house, and you bring your lunch to work every day because that way, you know exactly what you're eating. However, you're also a person that either travels a lot for work, goes out to dinner with friends quite a bit, or has lots of parties or holidays or barbecues to attend. And in each of these situations, your diet goes to absolute HE double hockey sticks. Don't beat yourself up too much. It happens to all of us. You eat like f*** on the road, feel like f*** coming home, and then slowly get back on track until the next business trip rolls around. WWMD. What would MacGyver do? Well, MacGyver would MacGyver himself a healthy meal out of previously unhealthy meals. Here's my plan, and plan B, when it comes to travel. 1. Pack your own snack. I always bring a bag of almonds, generally $5 for a big bag at your local grocery store, whenever I fly, in case I'm hungry and don't feel like eating a 2,000-calorie meal from the airport Chili's. 2. Don't walk into an ambush. If you're off to a party, inquire as to what kind of food will be there. Volunteer to bring something, and make it something healthy so you know there's at least one good thing to eat there. 3. Do your research. Going out to dinner at a restaurant with friends? Take 3 minutes to look at the menu online beforehand and lock your meal in. Make sure you pick a meal B and meal C in case meal A isn't available. Substitute in fresh veggies for your side, ask for grilled over fried, and do the best you can. And 4, prepare. If you're stuck and you know you're going to eat poorly, then you need to plan accordingly. Eat incredibly healthy for the few days before and after, and understand that one meal won't throw you off as long as you don't let it. Put enough effort into your diet contingency plan, and no last-minute change or week-long trip or 35,000-foot adventure will cause you any problems. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, What MacGyver Can Teach Us About Plan B by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm a huge fan of getting in workouts no matter how limited my time might be. Because for me, I know when I skip a day, I lose that momentum really quickly. And I enjoy exercise, but even skipping one day easily turns into skipping two. And again, I like it, but I'm still very vulnerable to this kind of thing. So I love the idea of getting in quick workouts even at home if you can. Jumping rope. Even if you don't own a jump rope, just hop in place gently and imagine in your two hands, you've got a rope and you're actually rotating your wrists as you hop up and down as if you had an imaginary or an invisible jump rope in your hands. You try jumping rope or invisibly jumping rope for a minute straight and I guarantee you will feel it. When it starts to burn, take 5 deep breaths and then jump back in and see if you can do another 45 seconds. Or like I always say, try doing that during commercial breaks. You can do this while watching TV, it's fine. During the next set of commercials, do sit-ups or crunches or bodyweight squats or walk in place or jog in place. There are so many options. Get on the floor and hold the plank position for as long as you can. Do push-ups or do wall push-ups if standard push-ups are too difficult. Honestly, these are things that I do all the time, especially when I know that I don't have much time. And it may not seem like much. You may think, well, my body's not going to get that much out of it. Trust me, it will. But even more importantly is your mental state afterwards. You're going to feel so much more accomplished when compared to if you just skipped an entire workout altogether. Even getting in a tiny workout will help keep that momentum and I guarantee you'll be in a better mood the rest of the day. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Don't forget, I have a bonus episode for you coming up in just a second. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.